Hello, everybody. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting podcast for episode 2. Oh my gosh, this schedule's so grueling. I don't know if I can handle it. Yeah, actually, I can handle it. I'm doing pretty good. Glad to see my friends are posting too, which is really cool. And I'll make sure I got a link in there so you can find them as well. Oh, so yesterday I posted. I made a blog post. Somebody's sending me a message here. I sent a blog post, or put up a blog post about the 30th anniversary of the Commodore. Of course, I mentioned it in a podcast yesterday. And it's funny because some people that actually saw it, you know, actually saw me today and are like, oh, I saw that picture you posted, or I saw your blog post or something like that. And I've had a couple people say that. And it's amazing to me the kind of emotions that old computers have with people, because you always get the, oh, I love that computer, or oh, I remember that, or I used to love doing this. And it's really cool because everybody gets that nostalgic feeling about old computers they had. Of course, there's some other emotions that I've had with a computer, those computers or technology, when I had them, and I wouldn't say it was so happy, but sometimes I'm sure we all had that experience too. But it's really neat, and it's a great talking point. People start going, oh, I remember like Bernoulli boxes, or literally that came up today. Or the Apple IIe, that's another big one. You know, oh, I used to have one of those in school, or, you know, that kind of thing. And we get that on Technorama a lot, because Chuck and I, we always talk about all our old tech. That was actually a big staple in our show early on, was all the old tech we used to deal with and make jokes about it. And, you know, but yeah, it's part of our culture, you know, and there's a big emotional attachment to that, good or bad. I can think of some printers. I hate printers. I can just think of some printers that I've had some issues with in the past. It's a good sign of technology. So anyway, you know, something else I was reminded of today, which I hadn't really looked at in a long time, is I know that totally different from the computer talk, but is Hee-Haw. Do you remember Hee-Haw? Have you watched Hee-Haw in a long time? I saw a picture somebody posted on Google+, and it was of Grandpa and two or three other cast members on the couch, and I was like, oh man, it brings back so many memories, because I remember going over, I guess it was on Saturday night, so I went over to, or our family, my immediate family, went over to my aunt and uncle's. My grandparents would be there, and we would all have dinner and whatnot, and of course Hee-Haw would be online. There wasn't no online back then. They would have Hee-Haw on TV. I remember watching it with my grandfather and my uncle, and, you know, that brought back a lot of nostalgic memories. It was kind of cool, because I even went to YouTube and watched a few clips, and even some of the humor still holds up today. It's kind of fun, but, yeah, Hee-Haw, that's something I hadn't thought about in a long time. So, kind of shows bring back those kind of memories for you. I know Andy Griffith does for me as well. That's another big one. So, all right, well, tomorrow morning I'm going to try, doing air quotes, to get up in the morning and run before I go to work in my endeavor to do my 3 5Ks this year. We'll see if I can make that happen. The running part. I'm going to do the 3 5Ks if it kills me. All right, thank you. Have a good one. We'll see you later.